I wanted to talk to you a little bit about that lighthouse and about just a little bit about being in the army of God. You know, we talk a lot about being a soldier for God and being in His army. Amen.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid this is kind of the way it is. I heard this from David Jeremiah. I heard him say this one word. He said, "We got a new military for God." And what it is, it's a secret service. Amen. Mm-hmm. A secret service off to itself. And I want you to think about that. Maybe you're a secret service agent. Because, you know, really nobody knows who they are. You know, a secret service, maybe they work for the FBI or whatever. You know, you don't know who they are. You don't know even, they may be in Walmart. You never even know it. They just blend in with everybody else. They look like the world. They don't change. If they walk by you, you wouldn't even know it. They wear regular clothes. They don't look any different. Amen. But we have a whole lot of people that's in the Secret Service instead of on the front lines, amen?
Right.
And what I mean by that, we're in the Secret Service, ain't nobody even knows you're a Christian.
Right.
Come on.
That's good, Brother Steve.
No one even knows you're a Christian. The people at Walmart don't even know it. They see the grumpy look on your face. They never hear you even speak the name of Jesus, amen?
Yeah.
Come on. You're in the Secret Service. You're part of the FBI. You're part of the military. But you ain't doing nothing. You don't even see you.
Yeah.
Amen. Hopefully, we can come out of the Secret Service.
Yeah.
That's not part of God's army. I want to tell you right now. But somehow we've gotten to a place where we think that's part of God's army, Brad. We're in the Secret Service, and nobody even knows it.
Yeah.
Anymore. 180,000 people a day die. And I bet half of them people are probably not even make it to heaven. Well, we got to get a burden for
lost.
Get out of the Secret Service. Mm-hmm. Mason, we got to get out of the Secret Service and be on the front lines, amen.
Yeah.
God has called you into His ministry.
Yes.
He sure has. And gave you a ministry of reconciliation. I heard it when we were talking with hearing the pastor preach for the youth. I heard him say that. We were in the ministry of reconciliation. Reconciling people back to God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Get out of the Secret Service. I would say, take this job and shove it. Amen. The Secret Service, because it ain't doing you any good. Because nobody knows. And ain't nobody getting saved. And nobody's life's being changed. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If we will, let's go to John chapter 6. You guys are so quiet. Maybe it's just me. I don't know, but John's chapter 6. Verse 15. It says, when Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. And when even was now come, his disciples went down into the sea and entered into a ship and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of a great wind that blew. So when they had rowed about 5 and 20 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea, drawing nigh to the ship, and they were afraid. But he saith unto them, it is I, be not afraid.
It is I.
Then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land where they went. You may sit down. You know, as I was praying about this scripture, I was thinking about, some of us were going through some things. We're going through some trials. Amen. We're going through some stormy seas. I really believe that. And maybe some of you are afraid that, you know, he has done so much in your life that maybe now he's just going to leave you. You know, I think about the children of Israel when they come up to the Red Sea and they were standing on the banks of that Red Sea. And Moses stretched forth his staff and opened up the Red Sea. You know, there was a lot of people that was worried. The Bible says that he'd never seen the righteous begging bread. He's going to take care of you.
Yeah.
He's not going to leave you out in the middle of the Red Sea. He's going to take you all the way across. That's the God that we serve. He wouldn't leave you in the middle. You know, Jesus, he walks on water.
Yeah.
When we read that scripture right there, you know, Jesus comes walking across on these stormy seas. They don't affect him. Amen. But they may affect us. You know, they rode and they rode and they rode. 30 or 40 furlongs. I'm not sure how far that is. But when they took off, they were looking for Jesus. You know, if you're in a situation, amen, I hope you're looking for Jesus. Because if you're looking for Jesus, you can find him. Amen.
Yeah.
If you knock at his door, he'll open it unto you. It's a promise to you. If you're serious with God, he'll be serious with you. Amen. If you want Jesus, you can have him. Amen. He's there, waiting on you. And he won't leave you halfway.
Yeah.
If he leaves you halfway, it's probably because of me. I've done something. I've got off course. I've headed the wrong direction. As far as I know, Jesus doesn't make mistakes. Amen. He knows what he's doing. If you're on a stormy sea and you're living right for God, it's there to teach you something.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your eyes on him.
Yes.
Keep your eyes on Jesus. He wouldn't leave you. Then what we need to do is ask him to get into the boat. Amen.
Yeah.
You know, we traveled. They had to travel 30 or 40 furlongs to get to Jesus. I would say, if you haven't caught up with Jesus yet, keep rowing.
Mm-hmm.
Keep rowing your boat. Amen. Until you find him. Because he's right there.
Yes.
Maybe just a breakthrough waiting to happen in your life. Amen. Keep rowing. Keep rowing. Until you get there. And I really feel like when I was praying about this, that some of you need to keep rowing. Don't give up. Some of you need to keep rowing. You're right there. God's fixing to do something in your life.
Yeah.
If you'll keep rowing.
Keep rowing.
It's right there. Just a reminder, you know, that he loves you. And
yes,
he gave up his life that you could have life. He wouldn't leave you stranded. Keep your eyes on him. He's been faithful, amen?
Mm-hmm.
He's been faithful.
Yes.
How many times has he been there and pulled you out of a mess? He'll be
right.
Faithful.
Yes.
He'll bring you out of this as well.
Most
keep your eyes on him. Let's go to John 4 and 14. Jesus said, "But whosoever drinketh the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." Amen.
Amen.
God wants to give you life. He wants to give you peace on the inside. I know without a shadow of a doubt, there's people in this house today, tonight, that are dealing with anxiety. I mean, it doesn't take a real smart man to figure that out. We seen it just a few minutes ago. And maybe I'll change my course just a little bit, because I really want God to move in this place. My agenda really doesn't even matter, but God's does. I know there's people dealing with anxiety and stress in this house. And I really want you to know that let Jesus walk up on those stormy seas that you're going through. And he says, "It is I. Be not afraid." Let God speak to you tonight. "It is I. Be not afraid." He's right there walking with you.
Yes.
He's side beside you.
Yeah.
He's going to bring you through.
Yeah.
He's going to bring you through. You know, just like David, the Bible says that he ran through troops. He leaped over walls. His faith was in God.
Yeah.
I know there's walls in front of him. And maybe it feels like an army against you. Put your faith in Jesus.
Yes.
And let's go over this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's go to Matthew. Chapter 9. Verse 18, says, "While he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler, worshipped him, saying, My daughter." So, we're just going right into the middle of this story. "Is even now dead." This ruler had a daughter, and she has passed away. This man had came and petitioned Jesus and said, "Hey, my daughter's dead. But come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live." And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. Behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood, 12 years, came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said without herself, "If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole." But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole." And the woman was made whole from that very hour. Amen. I want to tell you right now, there's some of us, We really need to get to Jesus. Some of us haven't felt the power of God in a long time. But Jesus is here and he wants to touch you. He wants to touch your life. How long has it been since you felt the power of God in your life? The presence of God? How long has it been since you even spoke in tongues and let the Spirit of God come up in you and like that well of water that's springing up into everlasting life? There's life for you. Amen. But sometimes we got to humble ourselves. That woman, what she had to do was get down. She had this issue of blood, right? She wasn't even supposed to be there. Amen. She was supposed to be outside of the courtyard where they were. She wasn't even supposed to be there. But she had got to a place where she was so desperate. But let's just put it this way. She was just sick of it. Amen.
Yeah.
She was just sick of the things of the world, amen. She had got to a place where she had had enough.
Yeah.
Amen.
Come on.
She was done, amen. If you ever get to a place where, your anxiety, you get tired of it, amen.
Yeah.
You get tired of your depression, amen. And you say, "That's enough. I am done, Satan. You've done too much already. I am done with you," amen. And that's what she did. I could just see her crawling, getting through the crowd, amen. Till she got to Jesus, amen. I was reading in Deuteronomy from chapter 22, where it talked about that on the four quarters of the priest's garment, they put those fringes on there. And I was thinking, back in Deuteronomy 22 in the Old Testament, they were thinking about this moment right here, amen, where this woman with the issue of blood would come, and we would be talking about it for thousands of years, amen. If we would ever get to a place right there where we could get to the hem of his garment.
Yeah.
I heard Sister Melissa say this just the other day. We've got too churchy. Amen. We sit here and we got issues, but we go back home with our own issues. We don't do nothing about it. When there's power right here. Amen. I don't know about you, but I came to have God heal my life. Amen. Yeah. To touch my life. I come to praise Him and lift Him up. Amen. That's what I came to do. Is there anybody in the house that's alive tonight? Amen. Are you alive tonight? Amen. Because you're acting awful quiet. Amen. Is there anybody out there? Is there anybody out there that wants to get to the hem of His garment? Amen. Anybody out there that's desperate for God anymore? Is there anybody out there that's thirsty for God anymore? Amen. That wants the Spirit of God. I don't know how long it's been since there's been somebody come down here and been filled with the Holy Ghost. We should have it every day. We should be searching after Him. We should be thirsty after Him. We should be hungry after Him. Are you desperate? Where did our desperateness go? Have we lost it? Have we lost? Maybe we could go back to the day He saved you. And He beat death, hell, and the grave for you. Amen. He set you free. Amen. What else can He do to get your attention? Or are we just going to let things just keep passing by? Is it just going to be another church service where we raise our hands, sing two songs?
Yeah.
Matthew. And go back home the same as we always did. Amen. Are we going back the same way? I don't know about you, but I'm tired of that same old service. Amen. I've got to get to a place where I'm desperate for God. Amen. That I need God again. Amen. I need Him. I got to have Him. He's done something to me. Well, since we've even had this revival from our church, God has done something on the inside of me. Yes, amen. Sir. He's given me some joy. I was going through some hard times. I know where my help comes from, Brad. I know where it comes from. It comes from Jesus. Amen. From the Holy Spirit. Amen. I need it. Are you desperate? Have you ever got to a place where you're desperate?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever needed something so great? You know, we need Jesus,
Jesus
more than our very next breath.
I need Jesus.
I promise you.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing going to work out until you get to Jesus. If you ever got desperate, you ever got hungry and thirsty for Jesus again, He would renew your spirit.
Yeah.
He would set you back on that rock that you need to be standing on.
Yeah.
Maybe the anxiety would flee. Amen. Maybe the depression would go away. Amen. If we'd ever just... Can we do that?
Yeah.
Can we humble ourselves again? Push through the crowd. Amen. Push through the crowd. I don't care what people say anymore. I don't care what they think anymore. I'm done with that. If I could just get to Jesus, I could be healed. That's what she said.
I need you, Jesus.
We sit there with our anxiety. We sit there with our depression. And we just, I remember Sister Kelly and Sister Diana, they would tell me things, tell me the truth. And they would make me mad that they would tell me that. Because all I had left was the hurt and the pain from what I was going through. It would make me mad what they said, but in the back of my mind, I knew it was truth. But I didn't do anything about it. I just held on to that pain because it's all I had left. Mm-hmm. Satan had lied to me so much that I thought that was all there was. He's a liar.
Yes, he is.
He is a liar tonight.
Yes.
Your depression can go. Your anxiety can go. It can be done with. We can lay that burden down. That's what the Bible tells us. We can lay that burden down right here and it can be done. Don't pick it back up.
I need you, Jesus.
I don't care what your problem is. I don't care what your stormy sea is. Amen. It may look like Mount Everest. That dude is huge. But it ain't nothing for Jesus.
No.
At the very name of Jesus.
His name is
every
Jesus.
Demon trembles. Mm-hmm. But you know what holds it back? is, are you desperate?
Are you desperate?
Are you thirsty for the Spirit of God again? I don't know about you, but we need it.
Yes, we
do. I really believe that we're fixing to walk into some different times. I'll just put it different. More than likely hard times.
Yes, sir.
Where we're going to get persecuted for being a Christian.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's coming. Yeah. You just see it coming. More and more and more. It's coming. And you better have a hold on Jesus.
For sure.
Because if you don't have a hold on Him, you're in trouble. Yes. Trouble. Yes. Just because you call Lord, Lord, doesn't mean that you're going to heaven. Yes. Amen. Just because you have a head knowledge of who Jesus is. Maybe you have information. Come on. But you don't have revelation.
Come on.
Maybe you got some head knowledge, you know. You got some information. You've been reading the Bible. But you ain't got revelation. Amen. It ain't come from here down to here. Amen. Maybe the Holy Spirit hadn't come into your life. We need the baptism of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We need it. We need it. We need that knowledge. We need that power. He wants to enable you to do something great for the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And you need the Holy Spirit. You need the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. You need it. We need that power. If you ever get thirsty enough for it, you can have it.
Yeah.
Young people, you can have it. It's promised to you. Amen. If we'll ever get desperate, Luke Chris, if you'll come to the piano. Please. I know there's people here dealing with issues. I know it. I know that you've got some things that only God can take care of. I know I can't do anything. But I know a man that can. His name is Jesus.
Yeah.
There's not a thing He can't take care of. I would ask you tonight.
Need you, Jesus.
If nothing else, you need to get thirsty again for God.
Yeah.
You need to go back to the well. Because that well's deep. He said that any man that goes into that well, he won't thirst again. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want to get into that well. I need that life-giving water. Amen. That brings life to me. Brings to me what I need. I need Jesus. I need the Holy Spirit.
Jesus.
I need God in my life. I want to ask you tonight. Maybe you don't even know Jesus tonight. It's crazy to think. Or maybe you've kind of slipped away from Him. Amen. Maybe He's just not where He ought to be in your life. Only you know that. You know, I really believe, without a shadow of doubt, you know tonight whether you're right or whether you're wrong. I believe that with everything I have. There's a little voice on the inside of you telling you, you're not right. I wouldn't care what anybody said or what they thought. I would be at this altar. I want to give you that invitation.